My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It really helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. Do you ever wonder how different technologies and cultures were able to spread so efficiently across the world before the advent of the internet or modern telecommunications? And what exactly was spread? The most famous example of an enduring trade route that spanned continents was the Silk Road. If this name seems familiar in a modern context, the name has been coined to describe modern practices of trade and cultural diffusion, and was even coined as the name of an illegal dark web trading network. The original Silk Road is a historic network of trade routes that spanned across Asia, connecting the East and the West for centuries. This intricate web of interconnected routes played a pivotal role in shaping the course of history, facilitating the exchange of goods, ideas, and cultures. Spanning more than 4,000 miles, the Silk Road was actually not a single road, but a network of interconnected trade routes that linked the Mediterranean, Central Asia, the Indian subcontinent, and East Asia. This episode will delve into the history of the Silk Road, exploring its origins, development, and the profound impact it had on the civilizations that were part of this ancient trade network. The Silk Road finds its origins in the Han Dynasty of China, which is 206 BCE to 220 CE, when Emperor Wu Di sent emissaries westward to establish trade relations. The Han Chinese were emerging as a power in the East, but still suffered from raids from those who later became the Huns. They basically needed larger horses, and they sent an explorer named Zhang Qian to see if the rumors of heavenly horses from a distant region was true. In an incredible journey, he ventured further than most people, surpassing deserts and mountains and experiencing Hun raiders. Upon his return, he indeed confirmed that the rumor was true. The emperor eventually sent a force to capture some horses for breeding, with which the Han Chinese eventually drove away the Huns, allowing safe travel between the area. From that point, caravans could travel from east to west, and it was realized that silk was a valued commodity and could be sold for profits. This was the birth of the great trading route that expanded over the decades and grew in both scale and goods. The name Silk Road itself was coined by the 19th century German geographer Ferdinand von Richthofen, highlighting the significance of trade silk along these routes. And while silk was indeed a highly coveted commodity, the Silk Road was not limited to the exchange of this luxurious fabric. The trade routes facilitated the movement of goods such as spices, precious metals, textiles, and even exotic animals. As mentioned earlier, the Silk Road was not a single well-defined route, but rather a vast network of interconnected pathways that evolved over time. The routes themselves were dynamic. They were influenced by geographical, political, and economic factors. The primary branches included the overland routes and the maritime routes, both of which played crucial roles in facilitating the exchange of goods and ideas. The most common routes were the routes overland, and there were two major ones. The first is the northern route, and this route passed through Central Asia, connecting China to the Mediterranean through regions such as the Fergana Valley and the Persian Empire. The second land route is the southern route, and this is also known as the Southern Silk Road, and this route traversed the Indian subcontinent, connecting China with the Roman Empire via the Persian Gulf. A notable mention is the Trans-Saharan route. While not commonly associated with the Silk Road, the Trans-Saharan trade routes connected North Africa with the Mediterranean, facilitating the exchange of goods between the Sahara and the Mediterranean world. As well as by land, there were maritime routes that were used as well. The most popular one is known as the Maritime Silk Road, and these sea routes played a crucial role in Silk Road trade, connecting ports in China, Southeast Asia, India, the Arabian Peninsula, and East Africa. These routes were vital for the transportation of goods, especially luxury items like spices, precious stones, and of course, silk. The Silk Road was not only a conduit for the exchange of goods, but also a bridge for the exchange of ideas, technologies, and cultures. As merchants and travelers moved along the routes, they brought with them not only commodities, but also diverse cultural practices, languages, and even religions. One of the most significant cultural impacts on the Silk Road was the spread of Buddhism from India to Central Asia, China, and beyond. Buddhist monks and scholars traveled along the trade routes carrying scriptures and disseminating Buddhist teachings. The Silk Road facilitated the exchange of technologies and innovations. So, for example, the Chinese invention of papermaking spread westward along these routes, transforming the way information was recorded and disseminated. The Silk Road also played a crucial role in the exchange of artistic styles and architectural techniques. Influences from diverse cultures such as Greek, Persian, Indian, and Chinese can be seen in the art and the architecture of regions connected by the Silk Road. While the Silk Road thrived for many centuries, it faced numerous challenges that contributed to its eventual decline. The rise of powerful empires such as the Mongols facilitated trade in some regions, but disrupted it in others. Additionally, political instability, environmental factors, and the opening of maritime routes during the Age of Exploration all contributed to the decline of the overland trade along the Silk Road. Interestingly, there are some parts of the world where the original Silk Road can be seen, especially in the region between Pakistan and the Xinjiang region of China. And the modern form takes the look of a paved highway. Despite its decline, the Silk Road has left a lasting legacy that continues to influence the modern world. The exchange of goods, ideas, and cultures along these ancient routes laid the foundation for the interconnected global society we live in today. Some academics argue that China's Belt and Road Initiative is actually a modern version of the Silk Road, in which the same routes are traversed over land and by sea. However, some interesting legacies are as follows. The Silk Road played a crucial role in the development of economic systems along its routes. The creation of a vast trading network stimulated economic growth and contributed to the prosperity of many civilizations. The Silk Road facilitated cultural fusion, leading to the development of unique art, literature, and cuisine that reflected the influences of diverse cultures. This cultural exchange laid the groundwork for the multicultural societies that we see today. The exchange of knowledge along the Silk Road contributed to the scientific and technological advancements. The transfer of technologies such as papermaking, printing, and agricultural practices all had a long-lasting impact on the societies connected by these routes. The Silk Road stands as a testament to the power of trade and cultural exchange in shaping the course of history. This ancient network of routes connected civilizations, fostering the exchange of goods, ideas, and technologies. While the physical Silk Road may have faded into history, its legacy lives on in the interconnected global society we inhabit today. The Silk Road serves as a reminder of the potential for collaboration and mutual enrichment that arises when cultural diversity comes together on a shared path of exchange and understanding.